Our regular contributor, Michelle Singletary, is back again to answer financial questions from you, our listeners. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and joins us regularly. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
This comes from an unemployed single parent who's contemplating filing for bankruptcy. She writes, quote, "All of my living expenses, like food and gas, are going straight to my credit card. My credit card debt is $30,000, and my school loans are about $45,000. She goes on to say that she's just gotten an engineering degree, but job prospects are not very good, and she's worried about how a bankruptcy would affect her chance of eventually buying a house. Michelle, this woman sounds like she's in a lot of trouble. Would bankruptcy be more trouble or maybe the path out?
It could possibly be more trouble. She's asking all the right questions, and certainly my heart goes out to her, but she really needs to get some answers from a professional, and I recommend that she see a credit counselor. She cannot get rid of that student loan in bankruptcy, so she's got to focus on just that credit card debt. And it's possible that if she got a job soon that she could handle that debt without filing for bankruptcy. But if she goes to a credit counselor, and I would advise her to go to debtadvice.org, which is a website run by the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. So that's debtadvice.org. And find a credit counselor in her area that can sit down with her and look over her finances. Really, she needs to get a job. That may mean something temporary to bring in more income to handle that credit card debt.
You know, I just imagine this person sitting there. They're looking at $75,000 worth of debt. And this is a single parent, so you've
That's
got
right.
a child you need to look after as well. And just kind of throwing up your hands and saying, even if I get a job, the prospect of paying back $30,000 in credit card debt is so overwhelming, why not just go to bankruptcy?
Well, you know, certainly a lot of folks think that, but, you know, you might end up in more trouble. She may have trouble getting car insurance, or when she gets a car insurance, she might have to pay more. She, in her letter, she talked about wanting to get a home soon. If she files for bankruptcy, that could affect the interest rate that she pays for that home. So you got to think very seriously about filing bankruptcy. It may take many years to pay down that debt, but it may be better than filing for bankruptcy and ruining your credit for 10 years. When you file for bankruptcy, it stays in your credit report for 10 years. That's why she needs to have someone go through her her finances. It may be that that's the road to take, but she needs more answers to some questions.
Okay, Michelle, I'll just note that we'll have a link to that website that you mentioned for credit counseling at our website, npr.org. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's Day-to-Day's regular personal finance contributor. Michelle, thanks for joining us again on Day-to-Day.
You're so welcome.